Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. This is a long sif. Nogea very much halacha l'maisa. Chazal, under certain circumstances, did not permit a person to put a pot of food or even water on the fire even before Shabbos, out of concern that if you put it in such a fashion, you may stir the coals on Shabbos. So even though he didn't do anything on Shabbos, and in the previous simon we learned that you're allowed to do things before Shabbos that will continue to Shabbos, here, since there's a concern that it will cause him to do a malach on Shabbos, of stirring the coals, it is also, one may say, according to this, that there's not no gev is manazeh. People do not, in our day and age, bake or cook on coals. Even so, poskim say that the gas ranges, and even electric heating elements, have this issue also, because there is an issue of ability to change the temperature on them. Even one that has a fixed temperature on it, one has to ask a shayla, because those also, under certain circumstances, may be included in this zeh. Kira shiyasuya ki gedeira is a kira, is an ancient stove top, and it was made like a tube. And the top of this tube, on the bottom they had the coals, and the top they'd have a place to put a pot. This is a two-flame stovetop. A room to put two pots on top. It was a rectangular thing, and on the bottom coals, on the top you put the pots. If the heating element that was used was leftovers of pressed olives or wood, these are both combustible materials that when you burn them, they make coals, and there's what to stir around afterwards and deal with. Then it's also even before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put something on top of it to leave there on Shabbos. Out of the concern, like we mentioned before, you may stir the coals on Shabbos. Elim ken is vashikol tzofi. Now there are two opinions in the Gemara and two opinions in the Halacha. So the Mechaber takes the more stringent opinion. He says that the only time it's permitted to put something on an open fire is if it's fully cooked, if it's mixtamek, they're allowed. And it's also something that if you leave it on more, it'll dry out and it will not taste good. But if you put, let's say, a chunt on top of that, that would be awesome, because the more cooked, the better it is. That's one heter. That's mixtamek, they're allowed. Once again, I'm talking about with Arab left, putting something on open fire before Shabbos. So the only thing that's permitted right now is mixtamek, they're allowed. An example for that would be if you have water which is already boiling, so the fact that heat it up more just causes it to evaporate more. You don't get anything by it. That would be permitted, even without a blech. Or it was something that needs a lot of cooking and it's totally raw. The kivan shulchai mesil daitim imenu ad lamochem. It's talking about something, a raw chunk of meat, that since it was raw on the onset of Shabbos, you will not stir the coals, because you know that anyway you won't be able to eat it for your Friday night meal, your little Shabbos meal. And in any way, it's going to be on the fire till the next morning, so there's no need to deal with the coals. It'll manage as is and cook by the next morning. And like we just said, the whole night it will cook without stirring the coals. Now, this is a very tricky halacha, because it says it's not cooked at all. Then immediately afterwards it says that when it's vashel ksas, when it's vashel kotok, if it's vashel kotok, it's time for yofloi, chashin shem yichate, ve'osel asher zeleh. Elkin goros. Says afterwards that the issa that we mentioned before, putting on an open flame, applies to anything that was even cooked a little bit, or even cooked more, as long as it'll have a benefit of cooking more than that, like we mentioned before. Now, basically we're saying, even if it's cooked a little bit, the problem already comes into effect. So we said a minute ago that if it's totally raw, it's alright. If it's a little cooked, it's awesome. So what happens if they put it in 10 minutes before Shabbos? So by the time Shabbos comes in, it's already cooking for 10 minutes. It's not raw anymore. So there's a discussion that place can be met. From what point of time does it have to be considered completely raw? There are many poskim that take a more stringent opinion. They say that by shkia it has to be totally raw, in which case it's not nogea lemaisa, because you can't put something in a second before shkia. Unless it's a big chunk of meat that won't even warm up before shkia. If it's already hot before shkia, there'll be a problem. Ramis and Karela Shlita says that as long as the time you're taking in Shabbos is raw, which the way we're defining raw means that it's still cold, it didn't start cooking at all. So you could put it on a few minutes beforehand, but it has to be the type of meat that will still not be cooked at least a part of it will not be cooked, heated up before Shabbos. I call upon him, so that's, these are two atayim. One is if it's mistan v'ralav, leaving it on will make it worse. And the other one is that it's a ruah on the onset of Shabbos, which means, as we defined it, as not being heated up yet. If it starts to get cooked and it's not into the state of, if you cook it, it'll be worse, then Shulchan Aruch said, you're not allowed to leave it on the open flame, elam ken garaf, unless you did grifa. What is this garaf? The haino, shahitim men kol hakolam, you removed all the coals, oikotam the haino, shekisa hagecholam be'ifel lemait choymam, you covered the coals with ashes to cool down their heat. So the idea behind this is, we're concerned the person's going to stir up the fire. If he takes out the coals, there's nothing to stir up. If he leaves them in and covers them with ash, the fact that he covers them with ashes shows that he's not really interested in having a perfect fire. And maybe we're not concerned that he will stir up the coals. He's showing that he also has something to remind him not to stir up the coals. So the practical idea of this today is we don't have coals, but something called a blef, covering up the fire. Most shitas hold, and the minhag ha'olam is to rely on that, so you can consider garbage custom, because the piece of metal is a heker that is not interested in optimal cooking conditions. Otherwise, he wouldn't put this metal, which lessens and spreads out the heat. The Chazanish held it doesn't help for this, but Mishnah Berurah says it does, and that is the general accepted halacha. In another way to be matter your kira, your stovetop, and also b'chaticha chaya, even if, let's say, you have a chunt which is already cooking and you don't have something to cover the flame, if right before Shabbos you put in a raw piece of meat, then it's also permitted. It's as if the whole thing was raw, because since part of this tafshil is raw and menela, you won't be eating this tafshil that night. Since he has part of his tafshil raw meat, he'll leave it to the next morning to eat it then. Now we have another. Till now we said that if the coals are intact, you're not to put something on it. Now we're saying there's a head to put something near it before Shabbos, even though the fire is an open fire. The only issue is to put it on it, but put it near it, there's no shash. Bishop Rubin here brings various opinions. Is this head there only to put it there before Shabbos? Or what happens if you picked it up from before Shabbos and you want to put it back? Not on the fire, but near the fire. Is that permitted? So here he brings the machlek as a paiskim. He says there are those that are making that even lachatchila you're allowed to put it on Shabbos, as long as he's not putting it on the fire, just putting it near the fire. So there is what to rely on, putting things near the fire, even on Shabbos itself. Kamuvan, we're talking about things that were fully cooked. Otherwise, if they get heated up and they weren't fully cooked, you may be cooking on Shabbos. We're talking about a case there's no chash of bishul, there's only a chash of stirring up the coals, which basically means something fully cooked and is dry, as you will see in Simon Shin Yud Ches. Im huska v'kash oy b'gvava muta lishayis olea afilo eina loy gruch loktuma. If you did not use coals, you just used straw, hay, which are things that they burn up and they don't last, then there's no problem, because there's no benefit to stir up the coals. There's no coals over there. It burns and then that's the end of it. Shtei kiyus ametimus. The Ramah says if you have two of these stovetops, zuei tol zu, v'toy shalchez b'nei. So the way this we describe this stovetop as a rectangle, it could be a rectangle, and it could be a rectangle that has a wall in the middle, which is basically two squares next to each other. One of them is covered, or has the coals taken out. And the shniya ain't a gruf v'ktumah. The first one has the coals taken out, and the second one does not have them taken out, not covered. The question is, are you allowed to put it on top of the one which is covered, even though it's next to the one which is not covered? So it says, muta lishayis ala gruf v'ktumah, afal vishu moisif el nishayin a gruf v'ktumah. Even though it's getting heated up from the one that is an open fire, this is similar to what we saw before, of being soymeh, putting something near the fire which is permitted. Because the one you're putting on top of is taken care of, and the one it's next to is just next to. That is so far the case of the kira. Now we have something called a tanur. A tanur is not what we call an oven today. In the modern world, this does not exist. It was like a cone-shaped type of thing that had a lot of cement around it to preserve the heat, and had a very intense heat inside it. So you put the coals on the bottom, and then inside of it you put the pot. Or if you want to bake bread, you stick bread on the walls of this tanur. Tanur afilu usik b'kashu gvava osu afilu lismach loy. Afilu gorof l'kotin. This type of tanur, even if you only heat it up with straw, you're not allowed to even put something next to it. It has such intense heat that there's always what that can be done to affect the heat, and therefore we prohibit it completely. Like I said, the place can say this does not exist today. Our ovens today and our stovetops fit into the first category, so we will not speak at this at length. Ramah says, close matcha yatzeledes, but if you have this tanner and it cooled off to the point that it can't heat up anything for yatzeledes, then it's not a problem. Surely you're not allowed to put something in it or on top of it, and even before Shabbos, because, like we said, as intense heat, there's a concern that even a small amount of coals that remain, you may do something with it. Koyfach is similar to the kir we mentioned before. The kir was a rectangle, had room for two pots on top of it or in it, and the koyfach was a square and room for one pot in it. If you, it's somewhere in between a tan and a kir, and therefore you get halachi status somewhere in between. It was heated up with straw, then you could put things on it or in it, there's no problem, just like by the case of the kira. So it was heated up against the eitz, and then we give it a din of a tana, and even if you did groove of a kuma, it will not help you. It says in the Ramah, the tana shalon a din of kikira, like we mentioned before, the Ramah already passing that, and everybody agrees that even today's tana have the same standards, like a kira, so all the halachas we mentioned of the tana and the kofa do not apply nowadays. So now we continue with the halacha that the mechaber paskins that on an open flame you're not allowed to put something unless it's stag veralo, it will be detrimental for it to have excess heat, or it's totally raw immediately before Shabbos, or part of it is totally raw. That is the opinion of the mechaber. We will soon see that the Ramah disagrees with that, he's more lenient. I'll call upon him. In a case where person, according to whichever way paskins, he did something wrong, he was shochach v'shoho, by accident he put something on the open flame on Shabbos. Today, putting on an open flame on the top is not so common, but what is more common is putting in the oven. Oven, even if your oven flame is covered by the metal, that's not considered covered, because that's the natural way you're baking with. So sometimes people could put in things to warm up, that's the common practice. But accidentally someone could put in something raw. You could put in a kugel that was raw. If he did that, he was over in Isser, and in a tapshil shivishu gol tzokoi, mutafil mistafli yofaloi. He says, if he put in something that was fully cooked, then even though according to the mechaber you should not put it in, still, for the yevid, it's mutter, because it was already cooked before and you're not really gaining so much by putting it, just keeping it warm and having it a little bit better cooked. For example, a person put in a potato kugel, which, even if it was raw, it's also to put it in, because we said before, raw is only a meat that takes a long time to cook. A potato kugel doesn't take as long. Also, then you're not allowed to eat it until Matzah Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? Supposed to take it out of the tanner and just leave it till after Shabbos. Over v'shof, you intentionally put something into a tanner, then also v'shneim, even if it was fully cooked, as long as it has some benefit by being cooked, if you put it into the fire or on the fire even before Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. Ad v'chdei sheyaseh, so you have to wait till enough time to have that benefit after Shabbos. It continues the Ramah, v'mirzira me'le Yehudim v'shabbos, if a goy put it on the fire on Shabbos, then he's doing it for a Jewish person. Then it's dina kishochach v'shoh. If a Jewish person puts it on the fire on Shabbos, it's more stringent. But a goy does it for a Jew, then it has the same status as shochach v'shoh, which basically means that if it was fully cooked before Shabbos, it's the Yevid Mutter. V'mirzira Yisrael, if a Jewish person puts it back on Shabbos, we'll see certain circumstances you are. But talking about putting it on an open fire under all circumstances, once you pick it up, you can't put it back down. Then dinner gov of the Shah, and the Mela, even if it was fully cooked, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos as long as it was left there and got better on Shabbos. And Shibru brings over here that the Magen Avraham says that if it was cooked before Shabbos and he unintentionally put it back on the fire on Shabbos, then he can give it to somebody else to eat. Also, the Shibru points out that even according to the more lenient opinions, as we'll soon see, as far as leaving something on the fire before Shabbos, as far as returning something to the fire on Shabbos, we all paskin that one cannot return anything to the fire on Shabbos, even if it's fully cooked, unless you have the conditions which we'll learn later on. So continues the mechaber. Now we're coming to the second opinion, which is the minhag Ashkenaz, the more lenient opinion that says that as long as it's cooked partially, that is basically edible, which Mishnah Berurah brings machlokes whether it's half way cooked or a third of the way cooked. But it means that some people eat it that way, this way most people don't. So, Yeshem, Shakoshin is Vashikamah, Mendel Soy, Miss Vashikot, in Oishin is Vashikot Soy, Miss Sandy, if it's cooked a third or half the way, or it was cooked and it still will gain by being cooked. You can even leave it on an open fire on Shabbos, or put it in the oven, or feel al gabi tanur, or even on top of a tanur. Afilu husag begeres ve'etzim, even if it was fired with wood or those pressed olive parts. Afilu ena grufa ktuma, even if it's an open fire. Husag grufa ktuma. Husag v'kashik v'avel shehizvus v'ashvili gilam avmandus toyi. So this Molin opinion says that the only time there's an issue of putting something on or in an open fire is if it was cooked less than ma'achal ben risoy, which, as we said before, is halfway cooked, and the Mishnah Berurah says b'shas hatchak. In time of need, one can rely on the opinions even a third. Reinigin of nothing kedayim le'aleh, well, azir le'aleh the Shabbos. The same thing applies to a pot which you took off and you want to put it back on Shabbos. This statement needs clarification, and we'll leave it open because it seems to say that you're allowed to put back a pot even as long as it was cooked halfway, which is not true. Because if it's not fully cooked, you have a problem of bishul. But if it's fully cooked and it's mistamik v'yofalo, it will gain. In that situation, it is permitted to put it back with the conditions which we'll see in some days. V'mshof v'mshof tashil, if you forgot something on the fire, v'hitzchel is v'ashev v'lagil ma'achem is v'soy. And the Maisha, he suddenly realized that it wasn't Ma'achal Yisrael, like the case we said. He put something in the oven and then he realized it wasn't even a third of the way cooked. Then it's also, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Then everybody agrees. So once again, our minhag is to be making that as long as it's Ma'achal Ben Risoy, one can leave it even on an open flame. What's an example of an open flame? We said the example is a tanur. As far as hot plates, there are different opinions, but many opinions skip that line of the hot plate. Continue the Rambo. The cause of Inyan Shia Shakadeya Sheres Akisha Shabbalzim. And the Chaver holds that this heter is only if you're not putting the pot directly on the coals, you're putting on some type of support. That frame is supporting on top of the coals. So I'll gabi abonin on top of stones, Jane al Gabi Chol. The Mechaber holds, if you put something directly on coals, it's also because it's an issue of Hatmona. And that he holds that everybody agrees it's also, even if it's stam v'yochalo, and fully cooked. That is the Mechaber. Yeshremim, the afilo makadeir amez agave eish mamish, koz man shi magula l'mala, l'mikri Hatmona v'shari. There's others that say that even though it's on sitting on the fire, but as long as it's not completely covered with the coals, so just partially on the bottom part of the pot, it's in the coals, that is permitted to chena minik, that's minik ashkenaz. This is where the big discussion of crock pots come in. Crock pot has, some of them at least, have heating elements all around the sides. So here, not only the bottom of the pot on top of the heating element, but it's surrounded by heating elements. Now, l'chayra, a simple reading of the Rambam will be that according to minik ashkenaz, it would be permitted. According to minik svar, maybe the other minik ashkenaz would be permitted. Even so, Rav Shlomo Zalman, all about the last fact of his life was he felt that that was a classic type of atmona, and therefore the other was also. There are different ways people get out of it, either putting some type of insert inside of it or elevating the pot, shouldn't be mamish directly sitting in. Our Kopana, that's his opinion, but there are many poskim that say, no, according to the Ramo, that is also permitted. Continues the Ramo, if you're putting something on coals, then the Zoran, the Nakhim, the Sats, Kodim, the Shabbos, and the Age, Kodesh, Yuchel, Israel, Azir, Nisham. We have another problem that if it's sitting or embedded in coals, then you pick it up and you close the coals to move, which is an issue in itself. So therefore they make sure that it's not sitting in a fashion that when you pick it up it's going to move the coals. And lo yikim in the Eishim, also gavi yish v'shabbos, yish v'shim yisham like the Eini Yehudi. If it wasn't removed, detached from the coals before Shabbos, then you should have a goy pick it up, because, like we said, a Jew shouldn't do it because he may be causing the coals to move and may be causing the fire to go out or get stronger. But a goy, you're allowed to tell the goy to do this. Since you're not telling them to melacha, you're just telling them to take out the pot, that of the melacha, and one can tell the goy to do this because you're not telling the goy to do the melacha; it's just happening agav what he's doing. If there's no goy there, mutli yisrael atir mishom. Mikazin, we say it's not even a secretion since he's not intending to do this. Jew himself can take it out. Should do his best to take it out slowly, not cause the coals to move around. The if he does it in such a fashion, even they move around a little bit, something happens, he did not intend to do it, and therefore Tavshin Miskavim is permitted. So the bottom line is, this halacha is not an again unless you're camping out, that Kunta Minog Ashkenaz, you are allowed to leave a pot even sitting on the coals, provided that it's cooked halfway or at least a third of the way before Shabbos. And when you take it off, you should prepare it in advance that it's not embedded in the coals in the fashion that when you pick it up, it's going to move the coals around.